Our lessons for the next few days will be on the subject of wisdom. Wisdom, some people have counted 345 times that wisdom is used in the Bible. They counted 222 times in the New Testament alone. Wisdom, God's wisdom. God desires that we have wisdom. God's wisdom is available to us. The Bible says that we are hid in Christ. It also tells us, Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The Bible calls wisdom and knowledge a treasure. One wise man said, guard wisdom more than all of your possessions. The Bible tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For let no man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Wisdom. Paul declared to his listeners, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. I desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Paul wanted them to be filled with knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We know that God does give knowledge and understanding. God told Moses in Exodus 28:3, you shall speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the Spirit of wisdom. God can fill you with the Spirit of wisdom. He is wisdom. One wise man once wrote, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. When we lean on our own understanding, we go wrong. When we lean on the understanding of the carnal mind, we make mistakes. We give the wrong advice. We speak the wrong words. But when we lean upon the wisdom of God, we give good words, words of encouragement, words of comfort, words that will help people in their Christian walk. Wisdom, the wisdom of God. God is still giving wisdom to those that ask. We have seen God's wisdom in many of those that we know and love. Let me say here that wisdom does not guarantee that you will always make the right decision. You can have the wisdom of God, yet not walk in that wisdom. Paul admonishes us in Colossians, walk in wisdom. Walking in wisdom is much like walking in the Spirit. We know of many who have been filled with the Spirit, yet walk not in the Spirit. They walk in the flesh, thus fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Paul said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I say to you, walk in the wisdom of God, and you will not be doing foolish things. James says, If any of you lack wisdom, how can you tell that you don't have wisdom? Well, one good way to know that you're not exercising the wisdom of God is that when you continue doing the same thing day in and day out, year in and year out, and expecting to get a different result, you can know that you're not using God's wisdom. God's wisdom would alert you to the fact that you're doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different results. One example of what the wisdom of God would remind you is that you want to see people saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. You want to see your pews filled with worshipers seeking the face of God. You want to see the poor man lifted up from the dust, to see the beggar lifted from the dunghill. You want to see God glorified in the city in which you live. The Spirit of wisdom may remind you that the Spirit of God works just as well on the streets of the city as he does within the walls of the churches of the city. God's wisdom may tell you to take this message of love and forgiveness, out on the street and allow God to show his arm of salvation to those outside of the walls of your church. God works just as well in the street as he does in the church. But if we keep on doing the same thing, going to the same church, singing the same songs, receiving the tithe and the offerings from the people, praying for the missionaries, praying for the lost, if we continue doing these same things, yet we expect something different to happen, and it's not happening, many would say, how stupid can you be? We hear these sayings almost every day. The wisdom that comes from God is more than an intellectual ability. It is more than the state of being mentally alert. It goes beyond political and the scientific acumen. It exceeds cleverness and quickness of wit. It is not measured in terms of IQ scores or achievement test results. Solomon's life proved that a highly intelligent person can be unwise. It proves that the genius can be a fool. Solomon warned, "Be careful, wise man. You may be in danger of having a greater fall than that of an ordinary person. It is the full cup that may readily spill." Inspiration warns us, it is not the empty cup that we have difficulty in carrying. It is the cup full to the brim that must be carefully balanced. I'm going to end the lesson right here, but tomorrow I'll be speaking more on this subject, wisdom, God's wisdom.